The greatest luxury adventures on earth. Abercrombie and Kent.
Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
You're with Dwayne's World. Great to have you with me. 1-300-736-736 is the number. A little later on, we'll talk some actual footy with Dermot Brereton. Have a chat about the games on the weekend. Brett Phillips to talk some tennis. John Quinn about the preparation for players in isolation, training by themselves and what they might be able to do. Had a number of messages from people that are running businesses that train people online, where you can jump online and join a group of people online to do your workout. There's a running and cycling platform called Zwift as well. Might get Matty Keenan on very shortly, the voice of cycling in this country and many countries, to talk about that. I think he was plugging that during the Tour de France, and I think Matty might be in self-isolation, having come back from overseas right now, so he won't be going anywhere. He'll be riding, I think, his bike, stationary bike, and operating through Zwift as well. But I'll take your calls after Sam Edmund, I should say, joins me, SEN's chief reporter, because we've been talking about the situation with the Olympics, and now Sam's got an update for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now at Illusion. Sam, welcome to you.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Dwayne. We might have to call this the storm before the calm. There is absolutely plenty happening in our game and the Olympics as well. You mentioned the IOC under all sorts of pressure to make a decision on the future of the game set for obviously late July in Tokyo. Well, the Australian Olympic Committee has just sent out a statement telling its athletes to prepare for Tokyo Olympic Games in the northern summer of 2021. So a full 12-month delay, if you like. And the AOC saying that's coming following the IOC's announcement of a potential postponement of this year's Games and changes in public health landscape in Australia and across the globe that, sadly, we are all very well aware of at the moment, Dwayne. So this morning, our time, Canada released a statement saying they wouldn't be participating in the Games regardless if they go ahead on schedule. And now it appears that the AOC is privy to some information that the IOC is about to delay the 2020 Olympics by a year, Dwayne.
Yeah, we talked about it a bit last week, but it just seems to make sense. The sooner they postpone the IOC and make it official that the Olympics is happening in 12 months' time, then every other build-up event can actually reprogram itself to align with it. So, but until they say, hey, we're not going until the summer of 2021 in Tokyo, every other lead-up event can't change its programming. So it makes sense that that's been done. And as you mentioned, the AOC looks like it knows some stuff that we haven't been told officially yet by the IOC. Nice work from you, Sam.
It appears
now,
that way,
AFL-wise,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
plenty happening here. So AFL-wise, clubs at the moment locked down in talks with what to do with their staff, how to handle their staff. A lot of clubs are going to have skeleton staff going forward at the football club and actually working on football matters. The sad reality is a lot of those staff will be laid off indefinitely. The players have got to work through as well. A lot of them on planes today and this morning and heading back to their respective states or being left there, as was the case what Melbourne did with Cozzy Pickett and Luke Jackson last night, the two WA draftees who, of course, stayed behind in Perth when the team flew back. So teams up to their necks logistically, and I know the Saints have been sent off with some gym packs and what do you want to call it, Dwayne? Survival packs, if you like, to stay fit and I guess retain some form of maintenance if they can, but obviously the priority all about staying fit and healthy. Just on the players, Dwayne, there's
You can take the extremist angle with that, Sam. If you want to, you know, make it sound as if it is a little doomsday-ish, you can say they've been given a training survival pack, but if you want to take it, you know, a little lighter than that, you just call it a show bag. They've been given a training show bag to take home and do things in their own time.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be wrapped with a couple of birdie beetles in there, Dwayne, if they were
absolutely
able to head off home with a couple of Redskins or something. Some of
How many players can have a kick together? Now, I just had a chat to Dr. Peter Bruckner. If I want to go down the oval and have a kick with my son, not that he'd ever want to have a kick, because I remember taking him out for a kick when he was 12 and he said, how long do we have to do this for? And we've never had a kick ever since. So if you want to go down the oval and have a kick with your son or your two sons and your daughter, so there's four of you, AFL players are a bit the same. I mean, what's the guideline there? Can they go down and have a kick with one teammate, two teammates? Is three too many?
Well, of course you can, Dwayne. You could effectively have 10 if you wanted, because we know that social distance recommendations are what, 4 meters. What's a legal kick in our game? 15
meters. No one meters. On one though. No
Simply
one on
space,
one.
No one on one. Work. No,
no end to end. So you can only kick in a circle or a triangle. You can't kick end to end if you've got 4 or 5.
Circle work, Dwayne, just like the
right.
old days.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine if you maintain that recommended distance, as I say. But so the players all sent off to do their own thing. We know that at the moment. Now, there's a lot of reports out there that, amongst other clubs, the Brisbane Lions, the suggestion was that their players had been stood down without pay. Now, that's not correct at the moment. The players, as it stands, will be paid. They get paid monthly, the AFL players. They're due to get paid this week as per normal. But then beyond that, it's up to the AFL and the PA to work out a resolution from there. So they're categorised different from staff who are covered under the Fair Work Act, of course, and could be stood down for a variety of reasons under the stand-down terms in the Fair Work Act, which include, you know, the breakery of machine or equipment, which in our case would be the game, Dwayne, given the employer can't reasonably be held responsible for the breakdown, or a stoppage of work for any cause which an employer cannot reasonably be held responsible, which, of course, is the case for our respective clubs. But when it comes to the players, they'll be paid this week as per normal, their monthly cycle, but then it gets back to the PA working out a resolution with the league going forward.
Okay, so anything else in the world, a sport outside of the Olympics and the AFL? Harness racing, we heard earlier, only within each state, so horses can't travel borders. So horse racing is still essentially going to go ahead without crowds. Dog racing is going to go ahead without crowds. So some sports still continue to operate. The big one, though, the NRL.
Oh, yeah.
So when will they make their announcement that they'll shut down? Is that tomorrow or the day after? Or surely they're not going to go on.
Well, how would you like to be an NRL player, Dwayne, and put up in a vacant mining accommodation facility with the 15 other clubs in a small Queensland town and just made to play out the season? I tell you, it's a frightening prospect. Surely they are on borrowed time, the NRL. We know they just don't have the finances that the AFL does. They don't have the assets either, so you can appreciate the desperation that is at stake here, given they're saying they'll lose $500 million and almost the league if they abandon from here. That is the widespread assertion anyway. But the NRL Commission is due to meet today, of course, the controlling body of the NRL. But as of last night and this morning, they were refusing to yield, Dwayne, until they were forced to stop. But we'll wait and see what happens there. And the A-League is ongoing as well. So waiting to hear today what the FFA might decide. As it stands, Newcastle Jets and Melbourne City, who were scheduled tonight, are still due to take place up on the Central Coast, but Perth Glory had put off their game with Western United.
Nice work, Sam. We'll get you in a little later on in the program. You've been great this morning with breakfast and with Gerard Whateley. So thanks a lot for joining me as well. Sam Edmund, SEN's chief reporter, joining us for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. So you can check them out online, illusionfires.com, to find out more. They're clearing heaps of stock right now. Take more of your calls, 1300 736 736, before Dermot Brereton joins me. Max in Melbourne, welcome to you, Max.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, that's good. I heard when you were talking about some of the hardship and some of our allied health and sports physios we're going through right now. So I thought I'd just give you a call. I work for a company called Vod Performance, and we've basically created an application called Telehab, which is an exercise prescription platform, and it's free to use. And we just think it'd be really good to get as many clinicians as possible on this to be able to help them get through these hard times. It allows you to sort of keep in contact with your clients, build their programs, and allow that sort of touch point without having the face-to-face consultations. So, mate, I just thought I'd call up and hopefully this can help someone out there. But understand these are hard times. But just thought I'd give you a call and get that going.
So, Max, what's the specific difference between a rehab centre, like say Kiza is, and a gym, which is often used by people for rehab? Gyms are shut, but a physio that has equipment at the physio, you can still go for a one-on-one consultation.
Yeah, mate. Well, usually the physios are quite tailored, so they usually tailor their programs very specific to the client and what their rehab is and sort of their goals and objectives of their rehab. So, mate, so what we do is basically that, in a sense that you can do that all online, and it just allows them to sort of. There's also a part where you can record yourself performing the exercise, and then the clinician can give direct feedback to that as well. So it's basically similar to that, but just without the hands-on points.
Yeah, okay. So some people use, say, Pilates for rehab, but you can't go and use a Pilates reformer in a studio, even if it's a one-on-one instruction, I presume, because that is kind of like gym use. Is that the way I'm reading it, or is that incorrect?
Mate, so this just gives, it's basically, we do have some, we have over 4,000 exercises and counting on our video sort of library. So some Pilates exercises are on there as well. And it just, it just allows the clinician to sort of give you feedback without having to have the face-to-face consultations, obviously, with all the crazy sort of measures that we're going through with social distancing with this virus.
Yeah, Max, I really appreciate you giving some clarity for that situation. And it is crazy times, and people trying to understand exactly what they can and can't do right now, because it has changed in the last 24 hours. It's important for people to get an understanding. Even, you know, the kick to kick we were talking about before, about multiple players handling one Sharon, you know, standing how far apart you can stand for a kick to kick. But if you're going down the park with your kids, then surely, you know, that's going to be okay. But it's going to be situations where someone looks at it and says, well, that can't be right. That's four AFL players having a kick over there. But you can't drive there in the one car, that kind of stuff. Four different cars arriving, keeping your distance. All those different things have changed the world that we know it for sports people, not just changed it more broadly than that. 1-300-736-736. Dwayne, Sam, and you shouldn't be encouraging people to have a kick of the footy with friends or doing circle work. I'm saying that if you've got a couple of kids, then surely you can have a kick to kick with your kids if you live in a unit and you want to get a little bit of fresh air. That's what I'm asking. If you've got a couple of kids, surely you can go down the park and have a kick of the footy with your kids. But if you're saying that we can't do that, well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. 1-300-736-736, more of your calls. After the break, Dermot Brereton still to join me in about half an hour's time. We'll talk some tennis with Brett Phillips as well. You at Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies, and they've got it at Robot Building Supplies, and they deliver. You can check them out at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au and organise your delivery if you need something. And the greatest luxury adventures on earth, Abercrombie and Kemp. They've got some fantastic safari, some luxury adventures. Once the borders open up again and you want to head overseas, jump on Abercrombie & Kent's website and get yourself well-versed on what they've got available for when you want to go and when you can go. More after the break on Dwayne's World.